Australian Formula One Grand Prix is less than a month away, March 17, down in Melbourne, of course, at Albert Park. And yesterday, we caught up with the CEO of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation, Andrew Westacott, and we found out he's somewhat of a local. Have a listen.
Now, Andrew, I'm very chuffed to learn that you're previously an Alburian.
I am. I used to live the dream making pet food, and now to keep me out of trouble or get me into trouble, we're looking after MotoGP and Formula One. So for all those people on the canning line down in Wodonga, there's hope for a career in Formula One down the track.
That's amazing. Well, how long ago was that, Andrew?
Was there from 94 to 2005, and then a stint at the Com Games set me up to get into Formula One. So we're delivering our 13th. This will be my 13th Formula One here now.
Love
Andrew,
it.
Can you maybe, we've been talking about a V8 supercar race here on the border that goes on the causeway, right, between round Noriel Park maybe.
Yep.
What about a Grand Prix right here on the border, Andrew?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad Jones would be one of the early favourites with his son Macaulay, because Macaulay's just got the gig in the drive in supercars. It's a championship round again, and I think Albert Park has a little bit more space than the beautiful trees under Noriel Park, but it'd have to be on the Victorian side because it's a Victorian event, and it ain't going to New South Wales.
Yeah,
well, look,
point,
I've got a
point.
Really good dirt track around my place that could somehow be modified. Lou. I'm happy for them to tarmac it just for an event. It would be great.
Well, Lou, what you could do is you could get for MotoGP, and that's in October, you could get Valentino Rossi and Aussie Jack Miller, who races up and hails from Townsville. You could get them on the dirt track so you don't need to tarmac it.
Love it.
See? Now, Lou,
thinking.
Can I wow Andrew with my special skill?
Oh, Andrew, absolutely. You have to, Matt. Now, all Andrew, this is a special skill that Matt has cultivated over many years.
Yep.
I think he's the only person I've ever met that has this skill, and I think it will wow you. Are you ready?
I am. Fire away.
Well, I can tell you every Formula One world champion in every year and every car that they drove from 1976 to today.
From 1976 is impressive, because I was going to say which Australian celebrates 60 years this year, but that's going to subject Brabham in 1959. But 76, okay.
From 76 on. That's the year of my birth, you see.
Well, that's impressive.
Fire away, Andrew.
Ask him a year.
Damon Hill.
Oh, Damon Hill was an absolute classic. 1996 with a Williams FW18. Tears were rolling down my eyes.
He was the first winner of our event here in Melbourne. So let's go to another one. 2009.
Oh, that was Jenson Button in the Braun. The only year when there was a Braun car. I was there at the Australian Grand Prix to watch Jenson win that first race, Andrew.
What a year. And this is one of those things that Melbourne conjures up, because at first race of the season, Ross Braun took over the stewardship of that team. They put the Mercedes engine in, and then Rubens Barrichello and Jenson Button, and they won the season. And so,
two of the best names in Formula One, by the way.
I think Jenson Button is a crowd favourite, particularly with the women at Albert Park. And I tell you what, there's... you know, the great thing is that Jensen might be back here at Melbourne, because he's in commentary roles these days.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Plenty of former champions get here, Matt.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I could talk for hours.
I know you could. Like your dream come true.
But maybe I should join you in the corporate area down there, Andrew, if you'd like to invite me.
One of these days, Matt, I do want to come along to the event as a spectator, because there's so much to do, whether you love the Formula One or supercars or the historics, or do you just want to hang out at, say, the Heineken Village or M Lane and just enjoy coffees and a champagne by Albert Park Lake. There's plenty
Pick
to do.
Pick me. I'm ready.
Lou's ready.
I'm available, Andrew. I'm available.
Well, jump on the train. I mean, it's you can get tickets on Thursday for $35. And
cool.
If you want to bring the kids from the next door neighbour or your own, under 14 are free. So it's a pretty affordable day out.
Yeah, it's a really brilliant experience. The Australian Grand Prix, magnificent tradition on the Australian sporting calendar, and it is less than a month away. Andrew Westacott, the CEO of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation, it's been fabulous talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Lou. And it's grandprix.com.au if anyone from the border wants to come down and enjoy themselves at Albert Park.